prove me true.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret. Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
I can't remember the term he used, like the flat mountains or something like that. And it you know, it's not a standard technical term, but I just wanted to jump in and talk about that. In fact, I talk about those configurations in my paper, and I show them and I show where they are. They're, if you look at the Nazca Plains, and in the mountains, there are big, big regions in their triangles, and I show that those are...
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday, the 16th day of August, year of our Lord 2018, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to have backup documentation on important documents. That would be real estate titles, mortgage papers, insurance papers, marriage certificates, death certificates, birth certificates, even copies of driver's license. That would be a good thing. But and more for insurance purposes, you're going to want a detailed inventory of property that's insured, personal property, real property, and so forth. And keep them in a separate location. A good fire-resistant safe would be good on your premises, or maybe a safety deposit box at a bank would be a good place to do that. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We can expand that a little bit. We're going to have open lines this first half hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill with us. We'll talk about my favorite product, the Energy Cleaner. And once again, the second hour, we'll have open lines. The call number is 800-313-9443. As most of you know, I've been investigating different civil and criminal matters since 1972, when I first became a paralegal and beginning 1973 as a homicide detective. Literally many hundreds of civil and criminal matters, including quite a few murders. But occasionally it's come up where documentation was needed because of a loss sustained, where personal property was lost, real property was damaged, destroyed, and the documentation was either not very well done or not done at all, which leads to all kinds of issues dealing with insurance companies. Insurance adjusters, I should say most insurance adjusters, most of the time, are trained to do a minimal payout. Now, some are worse than others. Some insurance companies have a reputation of really being stingy with their clients. That's the reputation of some insurance companies. And some are that stingy that don't have that reputation, I found out by working with some of them. I can give you a personal example of how I was able to preserve some value. My first Lincoln Town Car, I bought, I think, about 1985 or so. And shortly after I bought it, I found out that Ford Motor Company, Lincoln, of course, is part of Ford Motor Company, had a program that any repair work done on a Ford vehicle at the dealership had a lifetime warranty on it. And I thought, well, this is great. I'm just going to drive this car till the wheels fall off and have Ford do the major work that was and be covered by a lifetime warranty. So I commenced to do that. As the car, it was a great automobile, by the way. When the car got to about 250,000 miles, the engine gave up the ghost, had to be replaced, which I had done by a Ford dealership. And I was quite satisfied with that. I kept a three-ring binder with all the receipts and repair work that had been done. by Ford and others, the major work being done by Ford, of course. And I knew that I was creating something very unusual, very unique. So I had a professional appraisal done of the Lincoln Town Car, because I knew at that point in time that the value of the car, because of what had been done to it, the value because of the lifetime warranty, made this a very exceptional car. So I had a professional appraisal done, and then it was less than a year later, there was a issue that happened in the engine compartment, and the car burned. It was a total loss. The car burned up, and it was a total loss. So I had that appraisal in hand when I made my claim with the insurance company. And because it was a professional appraisal, the insurance company did not challenge it. And I got the full value of what the automobile is worth. But something else happened in the meantime. Something else happened. That new engine that Ford had put in the car, it had an issue, a major issue. And I had to do a small claims court case against Ford Motor Company. So it was this little old John Moore, paralegal, filed a small claims court in case in St. Louis County, Missouri, St. Louis County Courts, to have the Ford Motor Company live up to the lifetime warranty that they had provided with this engine to get that needed extensive repairs. So I filled out the paperwork, I filed the case, and it came time for court. Ford Motor Company was represented by another paralegal, a female paralegal. I guess it didn't raise to the level of sending an attorney to court. So it was paralegal against paralegal, and I presented my case to the judge, and the judge and Ford Motor Company presented their case, and the judge asked us, both of us, some questions. And thank goodness the young woman from Ford Motor Company, the paralegal, she was completely forthright. And when the judge asked the paralegal from Ford Motor Company if this contract, this lifetime warranty contract, was in fact something Ford Motor Company offered, and if the repairs they did were in fact covered by that lifetime warranty. And the paralegal admitted under oath that the warranty did in fact apply to my automobile, and of course I got a settlement from Ford Motor Company. John Moore beat Ford Motor Company in court. How about that? It was not a huge dollar amount. It was less than $2,000, but to me it was a lot. To a Ford Motor Company, it was, well, obviously a drop in the bucket, part of a drop in the bucket. But I was very gratified with the outcome, and of course moved on from there to the settlement with the insurance company. I had the ability to do this with that car, so I went ahead and did it. The town car I've got now, I did some similar things with it. The engine in that town, in my current town car, it went to a little more than a quarter million miles. I think about 275,000 miles or so when it finally gave up. And I had another engine installed that had a 100,000 mile warranty on it, and it's been a good engine. But this town car has been an excellent performer also. I think the town car, my current town car, has about 375,000 miles on it, if I recall correctly. I freely admit to being a motorhead. I became, as many American men, young men, I became fascinated with automobiles as a boy before I could drive. My fascination was with British sports cars. Initially, I had a neighbor, two different neighbors at two different locations that had British sports cars, and I was just fascinated by the whole concept of British sports cars. And to a lesser extent, I still am, but in my early to mid-20s, I guess beginning around age 25, I started really packing in the miles on various vehicles I was using for work as an investigator, as a detective. And I came to realize pretty quickly the inordinate amount of income, of my personal income that I was spending on maintenance of an automobile. And it was a lot. It was truly a lot. It was only a few years later, about 1979, that I came across Amsoil Lubrication, Amsoil Products. Amsoil was a pretty new company at the time in 1979. I think they'd only been around maybe 2 or 3 years when a Air Force veteran came to the conclusion that if synthetic oils are great for high-performance jet aircraft that the Air Force uses, why wouldn't it be good for cars, trucks, and motorcycles? Well, of course they would be. So he worked with some scientists to develop his own line of synthetic lubrication, and that was the beginning of Amsoil, which I've been a big fan of Amsoil now for since 1979. But most of you out there, except those of you who live on the East Coast, maybe big metro areas like Chicago, where you may not own an automobile, most of you do own cars, trucks, motorcycles, maybe all those things, and you've come to the same conclusion I have, that motor vehicle ownership, motor vehicle maintenance is really quite expensive for the average guy or the average gal. It is. Anything you can do to save money, hey, why not do it? It's a smart thing to do. And that's why I use the Amsoil products. I do get slightly, I don't want to make claims here that aren't true, slightly improved fuel economy, and we're looking at maybe 2.5-3%. But if you're a high mileage driver, which I'm not now, when I say high mileage, for years, for many years, I drove 1,000 miles a week every week, 1,000 miles a week every week. So if you're a high mileage driver, the savings, that 2-3% in fuel economy, adds up pretty quick, and those oil changes, if you're changing oil every 3,000 miles, which you should be doing with petroleum products, well, with Amsoil synthetic lubricants, you'd be changing them every 25,000 miles, which is what I do. So every 25,000 miles, I change the oil and the filter, and then every 12,500, I change the filter and top off the oil. The Amsoil proprietary filters, by the way, they filter down to a smaller level of filtration than what you get from your local oil change place or your local auto parts store. They have a very fine microfiltration. And if you really want to get serious, they have what they call a bypass system, where the oil no longer goes through the factory oil filter. There's the bypass filter is mounted in the engine compartment, separate away from the engine, typically either on the firewall or one of the fenders inside the engine compartment. And it's a much larger filter that gives even superior filtration than the regular filter does. I haven't done that, but maybe my next vehicle I will. That would be a good thing. Amsoil has a full line of products to help you have better lubrication, better performance. Now, if you look at my home page at my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll see me sitting on my Kawasaki Nomad, Vulcan Nomad motorcycle, 1600 cc's. That's a really big engine, by the way. The Volkswagen engines we had back in the 1960s and 70s, they were 1600 cc's. It's a big engine. Heavy motorcycle, 750 pounds, but it's still considered a small engine compared to the modern V8s. And small engines don't like alcohol. They don't. And it's difficult, it's not impossible, but it's difficult to find gasoline that doesn't have alcohol in it. So Amsoil has a product that will help mitigate the alcohol effects on small engines. It's called Quick Shot. And I use that along with a octane booster, Amsoil octane booster. Every time I get gasoline for the Vulcan Nomad. I put a little quick shot in there, a certain percent, a certain amount, can, depending on how many gallons I'm getting, and a little bit of the octane booster as well. I've had great success using MSOL products these years. All the hundreds of thousands of miles I've driven the past 33 years, about a million miles, primarily in three different vehicles. My first Lincoln Town Car, my Dodge, three-quarter ton van, and now the current Town Car I've got right now. About a million miles between the three vehicles. I like to save money. I think most people like to save money. When they see the price on the MSOIL products, they say, "Oh my, John, look at how expensive that oil is." And my response is, "Well, how many oil changes do you do every 3,000 miles to get to 25,000? How many do you do?" Well, let's see. 25 divided by 3 equals, looks like 8 oil changes to me. So if you're having a shop do it for you, you're probably spending around $30 an oil change compared to my one oil change. Who's saving money? We got a caller here. We got Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, John. Great information here. I used to be a service manager over a lot of these different lines and at different times, and I agree with what you're saying. I was going to offer a couple more thoughts on this. If you have an older engine, say it has already 140 or 50,000 miles, and you've been running petroleum oil, I would not suggest going to synthetic at that point. What usually happens is that synthetic oil is a smaller molecule, so it will find a place to go and it will leak. It'll cause your engine to start leaking.
You're partly right, Carl. The cleaning effect of the MSOIL products removes sludge that was keeping the oil engine from leaking. But you're right. Regardless, you and I are ending up at the same endpoint, and MSOIL themselves does not recommend putting in their products in an engine that's had that much mileage on it. You're right.
Yep. And I was going to offer one other thing. I didn't know if you've ever checked this out or not, but there is a product out there that says it will mitigate the effects of the ethanol in your gasoline, and one bottle, I think it cost around $9, will treat 48 gallons. And the product is called Startron, S-T-A-R-T-R-O-N. It sounds stupid. The name, I don't know how they couldn't come up with a better name than that. But it also has an incredible effect of cleaning your fuel system, your fuel injection and or carburation system. I'm sure Quick Shot is quite good. I've never used it, but I do know for a fact that Startron is an amazing product. I have used it on engines that motorcycle engines that had kind of gummy carburetors and stuff like that, and right. Run it through that for just, I mean, literally maybe 10 minutes, just let the motor sit there and run. And after probably 5 to 10 minutes, they cleaned up and cleared out so fast, it was stunning.
Right, right. MSOIL's product that does that is called Performance Improver, PI for short. And I've been using that in my Town Car now for, about 300,000 miles. So there's some great products out there, Kyle. You're right. So you were a service manager for a dealership or an independent garage?
No, a dealership. Okay. We ran at one point when I was first starting out, I was assistant service manager for a Ford garage. And then I went over and changed into a service writer, and then I became the manager of the shop for a Oldsmobile GMC truck, and we also had Jeep for some crazy reason. Because we had Jeep, that meant all the people that had Chryslers could come to us for warranty work.
Uh-huh. Well, you had to cover everything. Well, Kyle, yeah. I got a, I got a good service manager story for you. A very dear friend of mine, he's a service manager for a Ford dealership. And he says, John, he says the only difference between your town car and a Crown Vic Police Interceptor is the way we flash the computer. So he says, John, you walk in here with your town car and the VIN number from a Ford Police Interceptor Crown Vic, and I will flash the computer of your Crown of your town car, and that town car will go 150 miles an hour if you want it to. And I said, well, this car goes fast enough to suit me. I don't think I really need to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't mind my asking, how new is your new town car?
This is an 02. And I did a nationwide search to find this specific car. It was the first year they had rack and pinion steering in the town car, and the last year of the touring edition, which had some other performance upgrades. So I had to go to Michigan to find this at a Lincoln dealer up there, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And it's been a great automobile.
Excellent. I was just curious, how many miles was it used when you bought it then?
It had not quite 50,000 when I got it.
Have you had any issues with rust being up there in that neck of the woods? They have a real bad, that calcium chloride that they use on the roads up there.
Well, my impression from the condition of the car is that I think it spent a lot of time in the garage, and that there has been no rust issues whatsoever, even now.
Well, that's a really good thing, yeah. Excellent. Well, I'm just going to offer a couple of thoughts for people. If you get a newer car that's got, not out of warranty or something like that, I'd start running M's oil as soon as it's right there, Even 30,000, that's a great time because most of the wearing in has been completed, people, if they change their oil regular, if the engine's broken, well, and if you put that M's oil there's a couple actually really good.
Well, there's two things. Kyle, when I'm buying one of my buddies in Special Forces, he says, John, never buy a gun used or a car new. But I'm looking for two things when I buy a motor vehicle. I'm looking for a dealership warranty, and I'm looking for the complete service records. That's the two things I'm looking for when I make a purchase.
Sure. Yeah, that's always an excellent idea. The other thing, if people are not real savvy themselves personally on buying a used car, find a mechanic that you really know extremely well and has been really good on runability issues in particular. I'm talking about, the emission controls and all of that kind of stuff. Because if he's sharp in that, I have found he's sharp in almost everything else. So anyway, I'd have him check it out, even if you have to pay him $50 to
even $100. Even compared to the price of a car, $100 is worth it to get a good independent evaluation.
Absolutely, yep, absolutely true. The other thing that people might want to bear in mind too is that if you don't get a lifetime warranty like you did with your Ford dealer, that makes sense. But nowadays, the cost of going to a dealership is so high. Some of the places out here in nowhere Montana are $125 an hour.
Baby.
One of the other major dealerships is $99 an hour. I mean, that's just, it's getting so
it adds
bad
up
for dealers.
It adds up quick. Kyle, thank you for the call. We really appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Yeah. Okay, here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berry. He'll stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 16th of August. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week. 24 minutes we take to talk about a marvelous healing device. This is my home business, by the way. Talking about a healing device called the Energy Cleaner. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, I continue to get inquiries from people wondering if the Energy Cleaner will help this, will help that. Sometimes I have knowledge about what it will help. Sometimes I have to let them know that I don't have any information on what their concern is. But we do have an across-the-board recommendation of what the Energy Cleaner helps, and that's pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. These other things, sometimes the Energy Cleaner will help and sometimes it won't. And what I also tell people, Tom, is that the Energy Cleaner is not the silver bullet. It's not the end-all, do-all piece of equipment to help you be healed completely. It's part of an overall healthy lifestyle, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it really is. And so many people have pain issues, John. We focus on that because it's just everywhere. And most of these people receive noticeable results very quickly, especially if they have severe pain issues. We've seen that happen right away. Injuries, you know, we talked about that, I believe, last week, and injuries are where this type of technology really shines. If somebody has sprained an ankle, has some major bruising, any type of, say, a cut that had to be stitched up, use that energy cleaner with just make up a foil pad or use one of those smaller travel pads that you sell, John, and wrap that area with it, and they'll get that swelling and pain to go down very rapidly, sometimes within an hour, and they'll see, in many, many cases, they'll see any type of sutures, any sutured wound, surgical incisions, things like that. They'll heal up without leaving any scarring. We've seen that numerous times.
Right. Well, we have. You're right. We have to right. Now, we have people, the men and women who've been listening to this show for years, and they hear us every Thursday, and they've heard the mantra. They've heard us talk about the energy cleaner. And because it's radio, there's people here on Thursday, the 16th of August, who've never heard me before, never heard you before, don't have a clue what the energy cleaner is. So let's begin from the beginning. It's a healing, electronic healing device. That's what I write on the customs label when I ship one to England or Ireland or Canada or Australia. An electronic healing device. About the size of a cigar box. Takes 9 Diaz and Delta, 9 D-cell batteries. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply two things. One place to plug in one plug for one electric wire, and one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Now, it's not a TENS unit. No, it's not a TENS unit. No, it's not a Rife frequency generator. The energy cleaner puts out what's called an electrostatic signal, which is why it can go for a full year between battery changes, and even then it would go longer, but we recommend changing the batteries once a year to avoid leakage from the batteries, which would cause issues with the energy cleaner, corrosion problems. And you just simply plug in that wire to either a mattress pad that I sell, these specially reconfigured mattress pads that are available at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can make your own pad out of a aluminum screen, out of metal screen wire, aluminum screen wire, or use what we call the bathtub or hot tub method, which is very effective. You simply take the wire that comes with the energy cleaner. There is the plug on one end for the energy cleaner and an alligator clip on the other end. About a 6-foot long wire. Attach a metal spoon to the alligator clip. Fill up a bathtub full of comfortably warm water. Drop that metal spoon in there. Attach the alligator clip. Keep the energy cleaner off to the side where it's going to stay nice and dry. And then climb in that bathtub and get down to your chin if you can. Or with the hot tub, same thing, except you turn down the temperature to 98 degrees. It's going to take the better part of a day to get that cooled down from 115, 112 degrees. And spend up to an hour and a half, even longer if you like, in that comfortably warm water. You're being literally immersed in that signal. I know, Tom, I don't own a hot tub, but when I'm out in the road, I'll have my energy cleaner with me. And if I feel like it, I'll just, and the hotel has a hot tub, I'll simply carry the energy cleaner into the location of the hot tub, attach a metal spoon to the alligator clip, and the temperature is going to be 115 degrees, so I'll spend maybe 15 minutes in there, and I've had enough and want to get out. But it's very relaxing to do that, and the same thing applies to the bathtub method. Very relaxing, and it seems it's kind of ironic, Tom, but my experience and your experience both has been the more chronic, the more serious, the more severe the pain, the quicker people get relief, don't they?
It sure seems to be the case that we've experienced, and from the feedback that we've received, that it indicates that is absolutely correct. So that's why I always recommend that people keep some aluminum foil on hand. If there's an injury that's taken place, you can easily wrap that area with some foil. It's as simple as that, and clip that output cable onto it, and you'll start seeing some reduction in swelling and the pain relief right away, and that area will heal up rapidly. And we've had people call in on your show, John, and talk about some of the fast results they've had. Sometimes with some severe arthritis pain, people with other types of injuries, back pain, things like that. But it really could be used along with your first aid kit. I mean, I would keep that energy cleaner handy and consider it something that could be used for first aid.
Absolutely. And I could not agree more. I could not agree more. If you got a question or comment about the energy cleaner, we're certainly open to hearing about that at 800-313-9443. It was the fall of 2010, Tom, that September, that I presented Tim Spencer with his energy cleaner. We were on our way back from the first expo done by Vince Fennelling, and I had the energy cleaner with me along with a screen wire, and so we're on the road back, and I told Tim what I had for him and presented it to him. He procrastinated for 2 weeks before he set it up on his bed, and to this day, 8 years later, he still regrets losing 2 weeks of healing that he would have had and should have had. But he got past that, installed the pad on his bed, got the energy cleaner attached to it, and within days started feeling relief. He wasn't quite sure what was going on, if it was psychosomatic or a placebo effect, or if it was real. But after about a week or 10 days, he came to a conclusion, this is not a placebo effect. This is real. And he also started noticing at the same time that he couldn't keep the dogs off the bed anymore, because the dogs were gravitating. As anybody with dogs and cats that has an energy cleaner, they find out the same thing, don't they, Tom?
They really do, and we don't know why, but these animals sure seem to sense that energy, and they... they'll find their way to it. And I've heard several stories about the dogs actually growling and fighting over it, which dog's going to get the best spot on that energy signal. So they seem to know what's going on. And John, we even had a lady, I believe she was in Tennessee, she was breeding parrots, and she would clip the output cable onto the metal bird cages, and that would radiate that signal. And she was taking care of some parrots that had become ill and told me that it really helped quite a bit with these parrots. So it can even be used with a bird cage. You have a pet bird? Yes. And then another gentleman has some very large saltwater aquariums, and he puts a stainless steel probe down in the corner of that aquarium and connects an energy cleaner to it. It charges up the water in that tank, in that large aquarium. In this case, it was salt water, but it doesn't have to be. I would think any type of aquarium would...
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't
matter
right.
at all. And it charges up that water and helps the fish. I think Tim even made a comment about that once. He talked about a specific problem that the fish have, and it helps with that. So, it can be used in many different ways. And, John, before we started talking this half hour, talking about automotive, I remember one gentleman, this has been quite a while back, but he swears up and down that that energy cleaner helped his car get better mileage. He wrapped a I don't know, but he wrapped a wire, I don't know if it was around the intake, to the air cleaner, and something to do with the fuel line, and connected that to an energy
cleaner. I would think the fuel line would be, but possibly both, fuel line and air intake.
Well, he did something like that, and he said it did help.
Of course, the carburetor would take care of both the air and the fuel if you had it connected to the carburetor.
I believe that's what he was doing, yeah. And he said it, there's these
I'm not sure what to think about that, Tom, in the absence of some more serious investigation and testing. But it is a fascinating thing that that this gentleman made that claim. I'm not going to offer that as a reason for people to get an energy cleaner. You're better off when you're with your motor vehicle having a pad on the seat or scraping the metal off the frame of the seat so you got a metal-to-metal contact and just attaching the elevator clip to that, which I've done both. I've used the frame of the seat, and I've also used a pad on the seat. Both seem to get good results for keeping refreshed and energetic when you're making an 8 or 10 hour road trip. That's proven to be the case with me. Have you used the energy cleaner on road trip, Tom, yourself?
Oh, yeah. I made my own pad for that, and it works very, very well. You know, John, when you start hearing back from these over-the-road truck drivers, and they're making very long trips every day, and they start out early in the morning, or they're driving through the night, and they get to their destination, they're worn out, and then they start using an energy cleaner with a pad on the seat of that truck, and they feel just as refreshed when they get to the end of that that long journey. You know, you take notice of that. So I've done that myself, yes, and I don't do it for short trips, but I do put it in there if there's any long trip I'm going to take.
You know, it's not necessary for a short trip, but it's been fun working with you, Tom, these years, and seeing how we're making progress, going to these expos, and having men and women come up to me and shake my hand and just be so thankful that they found out about the energy cleaner, how they got their life back, and now they can once again enjoy the things that they couldn't do for years, possibly doing aerobics or hunting or golf or softball, playing tennis, whatever it might be, their favorite activities, that they can once again engage in those activities pain-free or nearly pain-free, as the case may be. And it's very humbling to have somebody like Steve Whitman in his book, give me credit for an energy cleaner, give myself an energy cleaner credit for saving his life. It's very humbling to have that happen, Tom, and very gratifying at the same time. And you, of course, are part of it since you're the manufacturer. And we are literally in the business of saving people's lives here, aren't we, Tom?
Well, really, if you look at the big picture, we are. And that's what we do. And we've helped many thousands of people over the years to get their life back, get on with things, you know, get rid of that pain and start leading a normal life. And we talked many times, John, about how we'd never hear from these people again. You would certainly hear from somebody that purchased an energy cleaner and it didn't do anything for them. But usually we hear nothing because they go forward and they don't want to look back and focus on a time in their life.
Right. Your subconscious can't tell the difference between thinking about that pain and experiencing that pain. So, of course, they don't want to talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is for sale at my website at thelibertyman.com. It's $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, well, they vary in price depending on what you get. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the hand travel size, all vary in price. And keep in mind the following. I offer, from me to you personally, doesn't involve Tom or any third party, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Yes, I do take PayPal. PayPal is the safest way to make payments online. If you don't have a PayPal account, it's easy to set one up. If you live in the USA, PayPal will take payments to spread out that dollar amount over several months if you need to do that. And, of course, the regular credit cards, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Diners Club. If you can send me a check or money order, my address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. And to make things just as easy as possible, I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, answered by very polite men and women in St. Louis. You know, Tom, I have AT&T calling me to want me to get direct TV, and it's young men and women in India named Jerry or Susie. Anyway, the toll-free hour line 24 hours a day is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And you won't get Jerry or Susie in Mumbai. Tom, it's a joy. It's a privilege. It's just so gratifying to work with you, to get these people their energy cleaners. We're at a point now where people are buying their third, fourth, fifth units. Some exceptional folks like Diane Zerger had bought 12 of these units. I have others that are approaching that number, that they've bought 6 and 7 and 8 of these things. And they wouldn't buy the second one. You know, the listeners to the John Moore Show are very bright men and women. They actually do read books. And they certainly wouldn't buy the second one if the first one didn't work, would they, Tom?
No, they really wouldn't. It would be a waste of money if it didn't work for them to go through that again. So, and John, you know, so many times we hear from their friends, relatives, and neighbors. They want to get a unit just like their friend has, or their uncle, or cousin, or mother, father.
They know they want it, but they only know what it's called, do they?
They don't know what it's called, but they want that energy box or that energy machine or whatever. But I've got to have one just like they have, because I need the same results.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There we are. Now we're back. Okay. Tom, that music, do you know what that music was?
Well, I've heard it so many times and I can't tell you the name. No,
it's Ride of the Valkyries. Ride of the Valkyries, made incredibly famous in the film Apocalypse Now, when they did the helicopter assault on that Vietnamese village. And we're playing that over the loudspeakers, the same loudspeakers that I used in Vietnam in psychological warfare, by the way. 12 motor-driven loudspeakers that were so loud that they could drown out those massive radial engines on a DC-3, C-47. And all you'd hear was whatever was playing on the loudspeakers and not hear the aircraft. That's loud.
That's very loud.
And I am so fortunate I didn't suffer permanent hearing damage because I was inside the C-47 with no hearing protection when that was going on. Man, did that hurt. Oh, did that hurt. Well, getting back to the energy cleaner, ladies and gentlemen, get your life back. Yeah, I know you're... People, and here's what we typically see. People hear about this, they hear Tom and I talk about it, they think about it, they ponder about it, and that could be for days or weeks or more typically months. People will think about, oh, I wonder that thing John Moore selling, that energy cleaner thing, I wonder if that will help me in the pain I've got, rheumatoid arthritis. I wonder if that thing will help me get a great night's sleep. So they think about it, they ponder it, and finally they get past their procrastination. Maybe they have to save up money. That's why I mentioned PayPal, because they do take payments. They finally bite the bullet, place their order, and then I get an email from them 2 weeks later, Tom, saying, why in the world did I wait? You've heard this before, haven't you, sir?
Which time? Yeah. We hear it all the time.
We do. We do. Well, all I can do is encourage. All I can do is let you know that I'm ready to ship these things and help you out to get your life back, to get past the pain, to get a great night's sleep. As my wife, Dr. Moore, says, and I frequently say this, when you sleep is when you heal. That's the body's healing process taking place at night when you're getting a good night's rest. And I do. I sleep like a rock. Time I hit that pillow and I am... Within 5 or 10 minutes, I am just so solidly, completely asleep, getting that REM, rapid eye movement level of sleep very quickly. And quite frankly, in about 6 hours, I've got all the rest I need. I do typically rest for 7.5 hours, but I can get by. Those 6 hours of that level of sleep is very energizing. You probably find the same thing for yourself, don't you, Tom?
Same thing, John. I can get by with much less sleep and feel totally rested, and I've experienced that now for, well, going on 20 years, just about how long we've been producing these systems. So I've used it from day one, and it really does make a difference in your sleep. And that's one of the first comments I hear from people when they first start using an energy cleaner. They'll comment about how they get such a restful sleep. And they're really impressed by that. And then, of course, they start mentioning the dreaming, lucid dreams, very vivid. And
dreaming color, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah. It's like it's in full color and incredible dreams. And they talk about that. That seems to diminish over time, though. The dreaming doesn't go on. But at least for me, that's what happened. It was very intense in the beginning, and it subsided somewhat as time went on, but many comments are made about that. Yes,
absolutely, and they should be. Tom, thank you, sir. I'll be back next tomorrow for our discussion on the book.
Okay, John, thank you.
Okay, top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number